generosity during Ramadan. Spending charity removes sins as water extinguishes fire. Charity extinguishes the wrath of Allah. Charity saves the person on the day of resurrection. There are many other great virtues for spending in charity. And since the month of Ramadan is the month of generosity, we will address this topic from three different perspectives. First, generosity during Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the month of obedience and the performance of good deeds. And the Prophet ﷺ was the best of mankind and the most obedient to his Lord. Yet, he used to increase his acts of worship during this blessed month. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, "The Prophet ﷺ was the most generous of all people. But the time he spent the most was during the month of Ramadan, and he used to increase his recitation of the Qur'an, prayers, mentioning Allah, and i'tikaf, i.e. residing in the mosque with the intention of worship." End of quote. The companions were distinctly generous during the month of Ramadan. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, "There is a difference between being generous in charity and being wasteful. A generous person spends his charity in proper channels, whilst the wasteful person might spend extravagantly in places where it is not needed, and be very poorly in places where spending is direly needed." End of quote. In the books of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, Anas, may Allah be pleased with them, said, "The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the bravest person and the most generous." Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them, narrated, as mentioned in the books of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, "The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous of all the people, and he used to reach the peak in generosity in the month of Ramadan when Jibreel met him. Jibreel used to meet him every night of Ramadan to teach him the Qur'an. And when he met him, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be more generous than the strong, uncontrollable wind, i.e. in readiness and haste to do charitable deeds." Ibn Hajar, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, commenting on this narration, "This added generosity resulted from the virtue of the month, the one with whom he reviewed the Qur'an, and the thing being reviewed, i.e. the words of Allah." Second, the ranks of generosity. Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy upon him, counted 10 levels of generosity, and they are as follows. Sacrificing one's soul, getting killed for the sake of Allah, is the most paramount rank. Utilizing one's position, this is the second best rank, as in this case, generosity makes a person favor fulfilling the needs of others over his personal interest and status. Sacrificing comfort, a generous person exhausts himself and sacrifices his comfort and sleep for others. Offering one's knowledge, this is one of the noblest ranks of generosity. And it is better than sacrificing one's wealth, because knowledge is more honorable than wealth. Never will a stingy person be able to benefit from any knowledge if he possessed any. And it is from the wisdom of Allah that He only grants this knowledge to generous people who will be willing to offer it to others and benefit them with it. Generosity in this field is to teach the one who asks you what you know and to answer people's queries. Utilizing one's prestige. This is by interceding to people and facilitating their affairs with those in charge. Sacrificing physically. Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you get up in the morning, charity is due from every one of your joints. There is charity in every ascription of glory to Allah, i.e. by uttering Subhanallah. There is charity in every declaration of His greatness, i.e. by uttering Allahu Akbar. There is charity in every utterance of praise of Him, i.e. by uttering Alhamdulillah. There is charity in every declaration that none is worthy of worship except Allah, i.e. by uttering La ilaha illallah. There is charity in enjoining good. There is charity in forbidding evil. 2 rak'ah of duha, forenoon prayer, is equal to all this in reward. This is mentioned in the book of Imam Muslim. May Allah have mercy upon him. Sacrificing one's honor. This is by forgiving someone for bad-mouthing and backbiting you. This reflects one's purity in the heart and grants peace of mind and serenity. Being patient. This is another honorable rank that benefits the person more than sacrificing his wealth. This rank grants the person support from Allah and leads to others holding him in high esteem, as only selected people are able to endure patiently when others harm them. Being cheerful with others. In the book of Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon him, Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not belittle any good deed, even meeting your Muslim brother with a cheerful face. This is one of the heaviest deeds on the scale. Not longing to possess what others have. This is the best type that reflects one's contentment with the decrees of Allah and imposes one's respect on others. Third, delaying zakah until Ramadan. Allah has prescribed zakah on those whose wealth reaches a certain amount and made paying zakah one of the pillars of Islam. When a full lunar year elapses whilst one possesses such wealth, then he is obliged to pay zakah. In case of agriculture, it is due when plants yield fruits. It is not permissible to pay it in payments, nor is one allowed to delay zakah until the month of Ramadan unless there is a dire need. Ibn Qudamah and Ash-Shafi'i, may Allah have mercy upon them, are of the opinion that zakah must be paid immediately when it becomes due, and one is not permitted to delay it whilst able to unless he fears a certain harm to afflict him due to paying it. End of quote. When asked about delaying the payment of zakah until the month of Ramadan, Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, zakah, like any other good deed, is preferred in virtuous times unless it becomes due, then a person must pay it immediately. If one's lunar year elapses on the month of Rajab, for example, then he should not delay it until Ramadan and must pay it in Rajab. End of quote.